in from the 10th one. Even though the Mishnah says the 11th is only Kaddish. When you don't call 10-10, that's with Zeach HaZeh. But with Vasachas, both of them is Kaddish. Sas Techidish here. And Yosef of Kana, sat down with Komalei, said over this law, Shemaitis Halacha. Omalei Rav Asher, Rav Kana. Va'aloi, he asked the question, why? Va'aloi, Laneke, Shem, Esir, Menai, did not take off number 10 from it. Utanam, granted our Mishnah, the 10th one here, you also call 10. So why is number 11 Kaddish? Granted our Mishnah, Zeach Lal. Calls the man Shlaneke Shem Asirimev. He didn't take off number 10 from it. Einech Rosam Kodesh. Then the 11th one is not Kodesh. So the answer is Hanim. Milu Wendel would say this Klav has Bezach Hazel one after another. If you call number 10, that's it. Then the 11th can't get Kedusha. Abu Babasachas, where two of them came out for number 10, and you called them both 10, Tavai Kokachi, the both of them is Kodesh. So Moses says Bezach Hazel, Pedjikaton, we're not that clear in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah like that. That Korolachi Yasir, we called number 9-10. Uli Asiri Yasiri, called number 10-10. Uli Echoros Asiri, Einechoros Mekudish. It says clearly the Mishnah like this. So, Zeha Klal, when the Mishnah ends off and says Zeha Klal, a general rule, Lasu Yemayach, it comes to include something more. So, Lav Lasu Bavasachas doesn't even come to include Bavasachas, like in our case, where two of them came out by the 10th one, even though we called them both 10, that it's Kaddish. If you forget, then the 11th one is not Kaddish. So not like we're saying, doesn't it come to exclude like we just said? My love, the Siba Vasachas, still is not Kaddish. Moses says, Loi, the Siba comes to include Yotzei Asiri, case where the 10th one came out, for Lei Dibur, you didn't see anything. And then the 11th one came, and they called that 10, also it's not Chal 10. Why? Toho Loi Nekra Shem Asiri Menu, because on this number 10, you did not call it number 9. But since you just kept quiet like, so it's as if it was called the 10th one. And then later the 11th one comes out. Even though you call that one 10, it's not Chal. But when 10 and 11 come out together, then even though you call them both 10, that's the Chiddush of Abrais here, that it is Chal Kedusha on both of them. The 10th is Maaseh Behema, and the 11th is Shlomim. So Mer says, Dilo Teimoch, if not, it's like this. Ho, the Tanya that we learned. Yotzu Shnayim B'Yasiri. Two of them come out by number 10. Fulei Kod, the Mechud, Mehem, Eschaber. One did not come out before the other. For Koran Asiri, and you call them what 10? So Sazalocha Asiri v'Yechrosim Rovim Zeh Bezeh. Master both number 10 and 11 means the Kedusha of number 11. They didn't shlomim on it. It's mixed up together. So the question is why? V'Alor Lenek Hashem Asiri Men. They did not take off the name Asiri from it. So why? El Alav isn't the answer. Mishum Damrina that we say Kol Bevasachas Tavaya Kokachi. Since it's done Bevasachas, both of them is Chal the Kedusha. Smur says no. I'll tell you, Mishumah, just from our loch here, it wouldn't be any proof. I'll tell you, Hochav Mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hochav Mayaskinon, Tekodim Chad Minah. It could be one of them came out first. Now, Bryce, it wouldn't be a clear proof. Could be maybe like this. The case was like this. Tekodim Chad Minayu, Viafik Laresha. They're like the number 10 came out and just put its head outside. Vikaria Echadosa. And you call that number 10 11. Fohoda Iruve, then it got mixed up. For Norfolk Bahadodi, then it came out 10 and 11 together. For Karina and Asiri, and he called them both 10. So here at Chal, the number 11 is called Shlomim. Why? Toneke Shem Asiri Menu. Because the Maista, the first time the 10th came out, you called it 11. So you did not call it 10. That's why it's Chal. But if they would have come out the Vasachas, and you didn't call the 10th one a different name, you just called them both 10, maybe Taka the 11th is not Kaddish. Tzmora says no. V'holoi kodim katoni. He says it did not come out one before the other. So here you tell me that 10th one came out first? Tzmora says no. Ma'idla kodim. What do you mean it didn't come out before? Dodi ra'iruf. It got mixed up together. Oh, come on. Who are you going like then? The like Rebbe, not like Rebbe. Why? Di Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Homer, he says, Echad osor lehevi akira. Rebbe holds if you call 11 to number 10, that's not called an akira. So you tell me that then doesn't go like Rebbe. So Mer says, no, we'll soon see what Rebbe's din is. Mer says, no, it could be a filo tamer, even if you want to say we go according to Rebbe, a filo tamer Rebbe. Kiyama Rebbe, when does Rebbe say, if you call the 10th one 11, it's not called an Akira? And then when you call number 11, 10, that it's not Kodush, when does Rebbe say that? Kiyama Rebbe, heichod islebei mestuva. When you have a lot of animals. The Yama we say, chadi surikoma, that if you call number 11 to the 10th one, what you meant to say was, not 11, you meant to say we finished one cheshbin of 10. He meant to say chad osir leaven. He meant to say chad isuri. Like I took care of one set of maisa. So that's why 11 is not oikar the shame kedushas maisa, but as if he's saying it is maisa. Therefore, when you call the 11th 10, it's not chal. But hoch, here our case is the less lebei metuv. You don't have more. You don't have 20 animals. So therefore, now when you call it 11 10, for sure you're being oikar. You can't say like I finished one set of 10, because you don't have more sets. So you don't talk like that. See, if you'd call number 10 11, for sure it's like an akira. So therefore, if number 11 you would call 10, even Rebbe would agree that it is Kaddish. Now the Gemara says, my Rebbe, where's Rebbe's halacha? The Tanya, we learn like this. Kora le'asiri yechadosa. By mistake, he called the 10th one 11. And then le'yechadosa asiri, the 11th one coming out, he called 10. Is a nechadosa Kaddish. Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds no, the 11th one is not Kaddish. Like we just said, because when you call the 10th one 11, what you really meant to say is, this is Meiser, and I finished one set of Meiser. So therefore, that's the loch of the Mishnah. If you call 10, 10, and then 11, 10, 11 is not Chal Kedusha. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, I know, Echadosa is Kaddish. Why? Because the 10th one is called an Akiri. You didn't call it 10, you called it 11. So therefore, when you call the 11, 10, it is Chal. Klal Lama Rebbe, Rebbe says like this, the Klal. Kol Zaman Shlaneke Shem Asiri Himenu. If you don't take off the name 10 from 10, is Ein Echadosa Kaddish. The 11th one is not Kaddish. So what was the Pshat in our last price? So we want to say it doesn't go like Rebbe. The Gemara says no. Amarav Ochim Askin is going the Yisle Beim is Tuva. When does Rebbe say is Alocha? When the person has a lot of animals, 20, 30, 40. The Amrina, then we say like this. Chad Yisur Kama. When the 10th one came out and he called it 11, the reason why Rebbe says that's like calling it 10 and the 11th one is not Kaddish, because what he meant to say is this 10, he didn't mean really it's 11. He meant to say, like, I finished one set of 10, so he meant to call it Maisa. Yeah. The Arminian, Chadi Surakama. Yeah. Period. So therefore, it wouldn't be a clear proof. But I call upon him, that was the Chiddush we had before. That when they come out to Vasachas, 10 and 11, they call them both Asiri, it could be Taker, it is Kaddish. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Yotsu Shnayim Vasiri? Let's say two animals come out, you counted 9 already, and you come to number 10, 2 comes out. Tone Chada, one bride says the din is Yiro. You have to wait till both of them become a Balmum, and then you could eat them. The Tone Chada, another bride says Yekriv. No, you can bring them both for carbon. It's like you have 10 and 11 mixed together. One's a Maisa, Behema, and one's a Shlomim. You can bring them both for carbon. You don't know which one, so you go to Chumras. We bring both of them to Chumras. Both of Manechel the same day. The only Chilaki is that a Shlomim is the Chazov Shai goes to the Kanim. And for Maisa Behema, the whole thing goes to the owner. See, he'll have to give the Chazov Shoik on both of them to the Kohanim to eat. V'ton Yidich, another bride says, Yemaisa, both of them have to die. So we're at the Stira. Lekasha. Hold it, Ton Yidich. We say you roll both of them. Wait till they become a Balmum. And then you could eat them. That's Rabbanan. He goes according to Rabbanan. The Yarmah that they say, Ein Mevim Kachin Leveis Apsul. We don't want you to bring it for Korban. Because you have here a Shlomim and a Maisa Behemah mixed up together. So what's the Locha now? You're going to have to give both of them as if it's a shlomim, give a chelik of the chazov v'shoik to the kanim. So Rashi explains, maybe you won't find kanim around, and therefore that piece of meat may come the day noiser. So therefore, if it would have been just the maisa, the owner could eat it, him, and give it to whoever he wants to. For sure, he would eat it in 2 days. But now that you have to act like it's a shlomim, and you have to give the chazov v'shoik to the kanim, we're not sure they'll finish eating it. So therefore, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that's the Rabbanan Shita, that ain't mevim kachin l'veis apsul. Yeah, so therefore, we don't bring either of them for carbon. Rather, let them both be yiro, let them both become a balmum, and you'll bring them and you'll eat them when they become a balmum. The only could eat them. Now, behold the turn of that, we said, no yekrivu, bring them both for carbon, which means they're like a carbon shlomim. That's Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon.